Hey, it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And I know what you're thinking. You're looking at the fucking calendar. You're like, motherfucker, Thanksgiving was last week or a week and a half or 2 weeks ago or however fucking long it's been since I decided to cut up and release this fucking podcast. But for me, right now, it's fucking Thanksgiving, baby. This is Chris Johnson. I'm in a good fucking mood. I love Thanksgiving, and I finally get to have a fucking Thanksgiving again after last year's fucking debacle. Last year, I just sat in my fucking kitchen and I made like hot turkey sandwiches and like potatoes and stuffing and beans. I made all this shit for myself. I tried to recreate like the Thanksgiving that I would normally have. It was at like my mom's or my cousin's or like, you know, any normal fucking event. I didn't go to my mom's this year, although we've been going to my sister's. I can't keep track. But I didn't have my family's Thanksgiving because it was a Friendsgiving, goddammit, with the fucking, with Nitz McGee, Judge, and Gonzo and the families and shit. I was at mom's the other day moving like furniture around. She's trying to get her Christmas tree up. She did it herself a couple years. I don't know how the fuck she did it. Like, I'm trying to like help her do it. And I'm like, how the fuck did you do this by yourself? Like, we're having a bitch of a time just doing it together. Fucking did that. I got my fucking cousin's Thanksgiving in a little while. It's too early to drive to cousin's Thanksgiving yet. And we're in between football games right now. And I was gonna watch last night's hockey game. I don't watch last night's hockey game. I was like, you know what? I'll watch it after the fucking turkey trot. And then I fucking turn this piece of shit on and it's like, goal, 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 goal. Like, Sabres are down 4-1, like 15 minutes into the fucking game. Like, what the fuck am I doing? What is this dog shit? This team fucking blows. Motherfucker. You know what I fucking love about this team, too? They won their first three and five of the first seven. But, like, I don't know how close you follow hockey or the Buffalo Sabres, but, like, the fucking team was in a big fight with their captain, superstar Jack Eichel. And if I'm being honest with you, both sides look like complete fucking assholes by the end of it, to the point where I was like, dude, Jack Eichel, fuck you. I used to love you, but fuck you. You're an asshole. And, like, the team wanted to tell them to go fuck themselves. But here's the deal. Like, Jack Eichel's gone. So I can just say, like, fuck him. Like, the fucking organization ain't fucking going anywhere. Like, I'm stuck with these pieces of shit. I'm stuck with the fucking laundry with the fucking Sabres crest on it. So if I gotta pick, like, somebody to fucking, like, stick by, I guess I'm sticking by this fucking team because they're still in proximity to me. But I'm not fucking thrilled with these pricks either. But, like, all these people were trying to, like, shit all over Jack Eichel. And now, like, my opinion about Jack Eichel is fuck Jack Eichel. But, like, all these assholes are like, oh, man, motherfucker. Like, he was fucking toxic and that's why the team was so bad all these years. No, they were bad because they suck balls. Like, it didn't have anything to do with the fucking fact that Jack Eichel was on the fucking team. Like, this just proves that, like, one shitty player, one shitty attitude, or whatever the, how would they fucking phrase it? I'm reading all this shit on Twitter, which I know I shouldn't fucking do, but I did it anyway. It just proves that, like, one fucking shit attitude can just ruin everything, and they got a different vibe about him this year. And I read this shit, I didn't know this fucking motherfucker, and I was like, dude, I want to fucking just shit all over you and your dumb fucking point, but I disengaged. I thought to myself, like, I could have just said, like, we'll see where this fucking team is in, like, 10 games from now. And they played 12 games since the initial stretch. You know how many fucking times they've won out of fucking 12 since the fucking vibe was different? Two fucking games. Are you fucking kidding me with this shit? And guess what? That fucking asshole, because I checked today, I was like, oh, let's see what this fucking asshole wanna, let's see if she corrected herself. She didn't. People have stupid takes all the fucking time, and they just never reference them again when they're fucking wrong. If they're right, that's all you fucking hear. That's why I hate fucking sports and sports media, and why I felt that I was fucking blessed when I worked in radio to be able to do the sports, but not to do it on the fucking sports station. Because, like, I could do my fucking 15 and 45 sports and write my fucking interviews and, you know, do the game day shit, and then just be fucking done with it and not care about the rest of the fucking programming. Oh, we're having the county executive on? I don't give a fuck. And I'll just, you know, listen to music or something. But, like, if I was at the fucking sports station, I'm listening to just idiot takes all day. I'm listening to that stupid shit that I read on fucking Twitter. I'm listening to asshole fans tell me that shit all fucking day. I would lose my goddamn mind. Because all these fucking hot take artists, they say a whole bunch of dumb bullshit and never fucking correct themselves. It just gives you less credibility. Who cares if you're fucking wrong? You know how fucking often people are wrong when it comes to sports? All the time is an inexact science. If we fucking knew what was going to happen in fucking sporting events all the time, we wouldn't fucking watch sporting events. It'd be fucking boring. Nobody fucking knows what's going on. That's the fucking fun of it. That's why people watch, like, sports and movies and shows and do things to be entertained. They don't know the fucking ending. They don't know the fucking result. That's why it's fun. Even the fucking first seven games of the Sabres season were fun. It's like, holy shit, what is going on here? They've won 5 of 7? What is happening? Now, watching the last, like, fucking 12, this is the team I recognize. Although I will say they're more fun. I mean, the fucking goaltending's terrible. You might as well fucking put a fucking wooden plank with googly eyes in fucking net. Jesus Christ. Can I fucking play goal? Like, how much are you gonna pay my ass? Tell you what, I'll give you a fucking bargain, and I'll do it for $100,000. And before you tell me it's a lot of money, fuck you! That's a fucking huge pay cut what these assholes are making. I'll do it for $100,000, it'll be just as shitty. I mean, it'll probably be, like, fucking 10 times worse. But if I just, like, fucking stretch out, like, those goddamn fucking... If you ever play, like, street hockey, they had, like, goalie... It was like a tarp almost that you'd like put in front of the net, and it was like shaped like a goalie, and there'd be like holes like above his fucking arms and between his legs, and you could like fucking score. So like if you're an asshole like me and you had no fucking friends, you could like practice your shot in the street and shit. Well, I hope you enjoyed your holiday, and there's more fucking holidays coming. I hope you enjoy those holidays too, especially now that things are normal-ish. They're not quite normal again. I mean, I know we got like mask mandates again, and if you are one of these pussies that are whining about the mandate, would you just fucking grow a set of fucking balls, please, and just shut the fuck up and just deal with it for a little while? You gotta put a piece of fucking cloth on your face, like, oh my god! It's fucking Erie County. I gotta see all this lame bullshit. I'm just gonna go to another county to do my business. Well, then go ahead, asshole. Drive fucking 30 miles out of the way to buy a fucking candy bar and get some fucking gas and go watch a fucking game or whatever the fuck it is that you do outside of the fucking county. My gym is fucking 3 miles down the road. I'm going to the fucking gym 3 miles down the road. I'm buying a building and wearing a fucking mask. You know what I mean? Is it inconvenient? Yeah. Is it fucking lame? Yeah. But like, who cares? I'll just fucking deal with it. You can get more podcasts every Sunday and Wednesday. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm also on Twitter. It's @JohnsonHateYou. Instagram @maybe5minutes. And in my Facebook timeline. So you can catch me there.